It's time to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook district with Mayor Steve Reynolds, who has actually been in a bit in the wars, mate. Steve, how are we doing?
Mate, I'm doing fine. I'm, just every day taking it on and getting back to work and getting in amongst it. So, yeah, there's no war zone, so to speak. A little bit of a mishap, but, mate, nothing's stopped, nothing's changed.
As I've said several times, blokes your age need to go easy, mate.
Yeah, especially when you're getting young fellas to do your jobs for you.
Exactly. All right, now let's have a chat about what is happening or has been happening. Fantastic response to the Easter Family Fun Day last weekend.
Yeah, mate, on Saturday, a wonderful weather and a great feedback from that event, and what a turnout. Council staff actually stopped counting at 2,060 people, which
That's
is a
amazing.
Brilliant turnout.
That is amazing. You must be so pleased, especially as what we all know what's happened over the last couple of years, to be able to get so many of the residents out there to have fun with their family.
Well, it is. It's every Easter we do it on a Saturday with a free entry and free activity. So if you missed out, make sure you're there next year. But 2,060 people plus just goes to show you that post-COVID, everyone wants to get out and be interactive and things. So I think it's a good sign moving forward, mate, that you know, the events are coming back.
Could not agree more, of which this weekend got the Denman Street Markets to look forward to in Ogilvie Street, Denman.
Yeah, most certainly. The two events coming up, and that's one of them. The Denman Main Street Markets, held in conjunction with the Diesel Rust and Dust Truck and Machinery Show, which will be held at the old Denman football field. So that'll be fantastic. You know, these are community events, but both being supported with, you know, this support of council and through our community partnership office. And yeah, it's a very exciting event. The main street, of course, the markets, and then head on up to the old football fields to check out some vintage vehicles. Like I said, the events are back, mate. And of course, if I can just back on to that one, we've got the Sandy Hollow Horse Ride coming up as well that council supports. You know, it's a Sandy Country Ride to support the Westpac Rescue Helicopter, and that's a great thing for the township of Sandy Hollow.
I wanted to also say a bit of a round of applause to the council for supporting the horse ride. One, because it's an iconic event, but two, because it supports the Westpac Rescue Helicopter, which, as you well know, how important that is to everyone here.
Oh, most certainly. And, you know, they have the Gulf Day, et cetera, that happens. And I really, really get behind every time that the Westpac Rescue Helicopter has something on here. I live near the hospital, as you know, and I constantly hear that helicopter coming in.
Yes.
And it's always a vital service, and you don't like to hear it coming in, but it's always refreshing to see those non-for-profit organisations getting out and getting behind them.
Absolutely. So make sure you support that. And finally, some interesting news regarding future council meetings.
Yeah, so at the last regular council meeting, I wasn't in attendance, but council resolved at the last one to change the regular meeting dates from the first Tuesday of the month to the fourth Tuesday of the month. That was just to assist with falling in line with our reporting systems and budgets and the finance guys.
Yep.
And the good news for the people of Denman, the meetings will be held at Denman now for the Muswellbrook Shire Council until we have a dedicated location for the council chambers in Muswellbrook. So all ordinary council meetings will be held at the Denman Memorial Hall, but we'll also be having one at Sandy Hollow. I believe it's next month's meeting is at Sandy Hollow. So, you know, fantastic to be getting out to all areas of our shire, and being that was one of our key things, is engaging with the community this term. And I'll take my hat off to Councillor Woodruff for putting that one forward. Very exciting. But at the moment, we've been operating out of the RSL Club and various other places, including the council chambers. It's not really the council chambers, and a building room in our building at the council administration area that we will still hold extraordinary meetings at. But until we have our fully fitted out council chambers in Muswellbrook, we'll be in Denman and the one in Sandy Hollow.
Great work, taking it to the people. You can't ask for better than that. Steve Reynolds, mate, you continue to look after yourself, and we will catch up again down the track.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate it.